This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 10. Mr. Terrapin appears upon the scene. Miss Sally's little boy, again occupying the anxious position of auditor, Uncle Remus took the shovel and put the noses of the chunks together, as he expressed it, and then began.
One day, arter Sis Cow done run past her own shadder tryin' fur to ketch him, Brer Rabbit took and 'lowed dat he was gwine ter drap in and see Miss Meadows and de gals, and he got out his piece er lookin' glass and primp up, he did, and sought out. Gwine canterin' long de road, who should Brer Rabbit run up wid but ole Brer Tarrypin, de same ole 1 and 6. Brer Rabbit stop, he did, and rap on de roof of Brer Tarrypin's house.
On de roof of his house, Uncle Remus? Interrupted the little boy.
"'Course, honey, Brer Tarrypin carry his house wid him. Rain or shine, hot or cold, strike up wid ole Brer Tarrypin when you will, and whilst you may. And where you find him, dar you'll find his shanty. It's jist like I tell you. So den, Brer Rabbit, he rap on de roof of Brer Tarrypin's house, he did, and axed was he in. And Brer Tarrypin 'lowed dat he was, and den Brer Rabbit, he ask him, howdy. And den Brer Tarrypin, he likewise respond, howdy. And den Brer Rabbit, he say, where was Brer Tarrypin going? And Brer Tarrypin, he say, which he weren't going nowhere, scarcely. Den Brer Rabbit 'low he was on his way fur to see Miss Meadows and the gals, and he ax Brer Tarrypin if he won't join in and go long. Brer Tarrypin spond he don't care if he do. And then they sought out. They had plenty of time for confabbin' along the way, but by and by they got dar, and Miss Meadows and the gals, they come to the door, they did, and axed them in, and in they went. When they got in, Brer Tarrypin was so flat-footed that he was too low on the floor, and he went high enough in a cheer, and while they was all scrambling round trying fur to get Brer Tarrypin a cheer, Brer Rabbit, he pick him up and put him on de shelf where de water bucket sot. And old Brer Tarrypin, he lay back up dar, he did, and just as proud as a nigger with a cook possum. Course de talk fall on Brer Fox, and Miss Meadows and de gals make a great admiration about what a gaily riding hoss Brer Fox was, and they make lots of fun. Laugh and giggle same like gals does these days. Brer Rabbit, he sot dar in de cheer smokin' his cigar, and he sort of clear up his throat and say, says he, I'd a rid him over this mornin', ladies, says he, but I rid him so hard yesterday that he went lame in de off foreleg, and I spec I had to swap him off yet, says he. Then Brer Tarrypin, he up and say, says he,
well, if you gwineter sell him, Brer Rabbit, says he, sell him somewheres outer dis neighborhood, 'cause he done been here too long now, says he. No longer'n day 'fore yesterday, says he, Brer Fox passed me on de road, and what do you reckon he say, says he.
"'Law, Brer Tarrypin,' said Miss Meadows, says she. "'You don't mean to say he cussed,' says she, and den de gals hilt the fans up for the faces.
"'Oh, no, ma'am,' says Brer Tarrypin, says he. "'He didn't cuss, but he holler out. "'Hey, yo, stinkin' Jim,' says he.
"'Oh, my, you hear dat, gals?' says Miss Meadows, says she. Brer Fox called Brer Tarrypin Stinking Jim, says she. And dem Miss Meadows and de gals make great wonderment how Brer Fox can talk dat away about nice man like Brer Tarrypin. But bless gracious, honey, whilst all this was going on, Brer
Brer Fox was standin' at de back do' wid one ear at de cat hole listenin'. Eavesdrappers don't hear no good about themselves, and de way Brer Fox was abused that day was a caution. Bimeby, Brer Fox stick his head in de do' and holler out, "Good evening, folks. I wish you mighty well," says he, and wid dat he make a dash for Brer Rabbit. Miss Meadows and de gals, they holler and squall, they did, and Brer Tarrypin, he got to scrambling round up dar on de shelf, and off he come, and blip, he took Brer Fox on the back of the head. This sort of stunted Brer Fox, and when he get her his remembrance, the most he seed was a pot of greens turned over in the fireplace, and a broke cheer. Brer Rabbit was gone, and Brer Tarrypin was gone, and Miss Meadows and the gals was gone. "Where did the rabbit go, Uncle Remus?" the little boy asked after a pause. "Bless your soul, honey, Brer Rabbit, he skint up the chimbly. Dat's what turned the pot of greens over. Brer Tarrypin, he crope under the bed, he did, and got behind the clothes chist. And Miss Meadows and the gals, they run out in the yard. Brer Fox, he sort of look round and feel at the back of his head, but Brer Tarrypin lit, but he don't see no sign of Brer Rabbit. But the smoke and ashes gwine up the chimbly got the best of Brer Rabbit, and by and by he sneeze, hook a chow.
"Aha," says Brer Fox, says he. "You're dar, is ye?" says he. "Well, I'm going to smoke you out, if it takes a month. You're mine this time," says he.
Brer Rabbit, he ain't saying nothing.
"Ain't you coming down?" says Brer Fox, says he.
Brer Rabbit ain't saying nothing.
Then Brer Fox, he went out atter some wood, he did, and when he come back, he hear Brer Rabbit laughing.
"What are you laughing at, Brer Rabbit?" says Brer Fox, says he.
"Can't tell you, Brer Fox," says Brer Rabbit, says he.
"Better tell, Brer Rabbit," says Brer Fox, says he.
"'Tain't nothing but a box of money somebody done left up in here in the chink of the chimbley," says Brer Rabbit, says he.
"I don't believe ye," says Brer Fox, says he.
"Look up and see," says Brer Rabbit, says he. And when Brer Fox look up, Brer Rabbit spit his eyes full of tobacco juice, he did, and Brer Fox, he make a break for the branch, and Brer Rabbit, he come down and told the ladies goodbye.
"How you get him off, Brer Rabbit?" said Miss Meadows, says she.
"Who, me?" says Brer Rabbit, says he. "Why, I just took and told him that if he don't go long home and stop playing his pranks on respectable folks, that I'd take him out and thrash him," says he.
"And what became of the Tarrypin?" asked the little boy.
"Oh, well then," exclaimed the old man, "chillens can't spect know all about everything fore they get some rest. Dem eyelids of yone want to be propped up with straws dis minute."
End of the tale.